Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
This week on Pub Girls,
we discuss Aurelia's engagement,
some galaxy shit,
and the funny girl drama on Broadway.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pub Girls,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Hi, Slav.
Oh, my God.
I missed you.
I cannot believe we're here.
I know. Hands up if you thought we were dead.
Several times.
Yes. For those listening, we all had our hands up.
Oh, yeah. This is an audio medium. How are you? What's been going on?
It's been so long. So when was the last time? Christmas? We did an episode. Yeah. And we're like, we'll be back in a couple weeks. We're taking a brief.
Yeah, none of us had had COVID.
Yes.
Oh my God, so true. Now
we've all had it.
It's a new financial year.
Yeah. We're a bit breathless, but we're here.
Absolutely. And big things have happened. Big changes. Aurelia, I don't know, anything significant in your life, or should we just move on to Charlie?
Yeah.
Beyonce said, if you like it, put a ring on it. And I did.
That's exactly what you did.
You're engaged to Beyonce. It's incredible.
Move out the way, Jay-Z. I proposed to my girlfriend / fiance, I want to say almost like a month ago now, 3 weeks ago now. And, you know, Libras are supposedly hard to lock down, flaky, indecisive.
But lesbians.
So here I am, new woman.
Engaged. I'm so happy for you guys. How did it all come about?
So for context, we started like a long distance relationship at the sort of start of the year and had been, for the listeners who haven't caught up on this, had been kind of going back and forth, visiting each other a lot. And then we had an opportunity to like spend almost 2 months together. And at the end of those 2 months, she is going on tour for her work, being a personal assistant / tour manager / all round amazing person. For 3 months, and we knew there was going to be like a long time. I'd already given her like one of my expensive rings as a like, you know, don't forget me, bitch.
Promise ring.
You know, a Seb Brown ring with sapphires, which is my birthstone. So she already had that. But then I saw this ring on a vintage Instagram page I follow, and I showed it to her to be like, do you like it? And she liked it a lot, I could tell.
Smooth.
So I bought it and she knew I was buying it, but we hadn't talked about getting engaged. Anyways, the ring arrived and we just had a really hectic, stressful, awful day where this guy was following me on a bicycle while I was running. Long story, I won't go into now.
I remember seeing this on your Instagram. Yeah. Fucking creepy.
That was so creepy. So we'd awful. Like run together all the time. And I had like a really good running day. So I was way ahead of her. And she was like shouting at this guy to stop filming me. I didn't hear him because I had like noise canceling headphones in. But I turned around and I saw a bicycle, but I didn't think anything of it. Because on this path, there'd always be like retirees riding their fucking bicycles really slowly behind you when you're running and like kind of overtaking eventually.
Mm.
So anyways, that was awful. She like, we both cried because she was like so paranoid about the guy like catching up to me while she was so far behind.
And like she's already exhausted. Like, yeah. She was probably like trying to catch up. And,
yeah,
like,
she was. You're
like, I'm fucking having the best run of my life.
I'm listening to Cardi B.
You're like that meme, the like TikTok that's like, what are you listening to?
Oh my God, legit, that was me.
Meanwhile, you're getting harassed.
Absolutely.
Like, it's Beyonce.
It's like, so that is like the context of the day. Then she went to work and it was stressful. Anyways, I got the ring. I like gave it to her in the car and I kind of like said, do you want to be mine forever? Or something like that. So obviously she said yes to that. But that wasn't like the official proposal because later on I did say, will you marry me? In the kitchen. And then we went to Coles and I was like, let's take a photo in the cereal aisle.
Yes.
And that was the like announcement sort of photo.
Next to the Cheerios and the Almond Crunch.
Almond Crunch.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's the story.
That's so nice. And also just like, I feel like my favorite proposals are like in the kitchen. Whatever you like is your thing for sure. But I feel like it's like after like a fucked day, like things aren't great and stuff like that. Because I facilitated a lot of proposals in my time.
Mm.
And there was like one where I was like, oh, you guys are kidding. Because like it was quite funny because he was stressed out the whole time and she definitely knew what was about to happen. And she was like, you are such like, she was like, I knew what was going to happen because you're usually such a chill unit, but you were freaking out about like music. Anyway, that was really sweet. But like a lot of the time I'm like, do y'all even like each other? Like,
oh my God.
It's so like, and it's so present. It's not the case for all like showy proposals. Sometimes people like their love language is like big showy stuff. But other times I think people.
I'm sorry, but if that's your love language.
I know. Oh my God.
Get a new language. I hate public proposals. I'm sorry.
So
I'm so glad you did it privately. And then you got to have like a nice photo once you'd done it. But like, why would you want to share this special moment?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Some people have to outsource romance. Like they don't have any good ideas. We're very lucky. We're very creative people. But I agree. I think it's like, it's a private like thing. Or you have like a little separate moment and then a bigger moment with other people. I don't know.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I kind of feel similarly about like weddings. Like I would want to have like a private, like eloping kind of wedding and then a big party afterwards.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I
would only get married for a wedding. Sorry. Like, I know, like,
I don't know why, but I thought you were going to say I would only get married for the money. Like it just felt like.
That too. Yeah. You know? But like I used to, when I was a kid, when I was like a little baby, I used to be like, oh, like you get married for the marriage, not for the wedding. Like that's so superficial. And now I'm like,
yeah.
I mean, for the party. Like,
absolutely.
But I'm also like, I understand why people go like cuckoo. I think this was like on a, I think Nicole Byer said this one time, but like we are very lucky that we're in jobs, well, lucky, take it or leave it, but we are in jobs where we're the center of attention a lot. Mm. And we get to have that moment, that focus. We get fucking photo shoots a lot. We get to wear cute outfits for no reason a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like the need to have like a big showy like moment wedding isn't necessarily as like,
yeah, for every man and every woman who are just kind of like working in office jobs, you know, the idea of being in front of people and getting your moment to speak would feel exciting. Whereas for stand-ups, it's like.
I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about weddings on this podcast before, definitely. But like I feel like my whole viewpoint has changed since we last had these conversations. And I'm like, Yeah, small wedding for
yeah.
sure.
Well, I mean, you've literally vibes. Managed to find someone, propose to them between the, our most recent episode.
Oh my God, so true.
If that isn't like 21st century lesbian, I don't know what is.
I know, right?
I love it though. Yeah. You got to do it. You got to do it.
It's just right.
Have you discussed wedding or like what do you see for that?
We haven't really talked about it, like just because she's on tour. All our conversations are like, I miss you and I'm so horny. but I think we have so many other things like before we can do that. Like we don't even live together right now, you know. So we'll figure that out and then probably have like a small wedding, I reckon.
Yeah. Nice. Hell yeah.
Beautiful.
I fucking love it.
I tried a dress on today. It's on Instagram. I don't know if you've seen, but
I did see that.
Yeah.
That was cute ass.
I was like,
is this your stories?
It's on my stories. It's just like a mini feather dress.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's so cute.
It's kind of 20s.
Yeah. I want something that's like a little bit extra, but I don't want to pay for it. So my whole thing now, anyone listening who works in the bridal industry, if you would like to dress me for my wedding, I am so open and available. I will tag you in all the posts and you know it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Aurelia.
You're going to be the first person to make money from your wedding.
I'm going to sell the wedding to Daily Mail.
Yes. Yeah. But I also believe this will happen for you, Aurelia. Like these things that you've manifested are happening.
I'll be stunned if it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fucking taking a leaf out of manifestation. In this new financial year, new me, I'm taking a leaf out of manifestation, people, because I think, like, whether you believe in, like, all the spiritual side of things or not, to just make clear your goals and be like, I'm going to work towards that is literally how people live their lives.
Yeah.
And like, it's, like, such a thing. I started listening to a bunch of other podcasts since we weren't recording this one. And there's this one called The 12th House, which is, you know, in your astrology, there's different houses for different things.
Yeah.
It's the planets, is it?
Yeah, like where the planets are.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I don't really know how it works exactly, but it'll be like, your 5th house is for love, your 8th house of other people's money, right? It's so random. Anyways, it's called The 12th House, and they're discussing all types of like creative sort of, our type of industry, manifestation, like conscious investing, all these things you get sort of more interested in as, you know, we're like approaching our 30s, late 20s vibes. And
approaching.
I'm like, Charlie.
Departing.
You know, and you're like,
Charlie,
oh,
late 30s.
Yeah, oh, actually, that's something that's changed.
Happened. I turned 30. So how do you feel? Like, what's the tea?
Yeah, well, I'm to the surprise of many, I'm still here.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Still here. I'm going to be like the John Farnham of the podcast world, still clutching on. No, I had like my little like breakdown that sort of like culminated in my comedy festival show.
It was such a fun show.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was just like, if I'm doing a show, I can't ignore the fact that I'm having an existential crisis in my real life. So I was like, that will just be a show.
I know. I wish I could separate things from comedy a little bit more because I feel the same way. Because like, but also it makes good shit.
It does because it's more authentic. I feel like, and this year for all of us, like, I feel like we kind of shook things up a bit and we're just like, let's just do stuff we want to do rather than worrying about like, putting out something that's like, this will appeal to the masses, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then coincidentally, it appeals to the masses.
Yeah.
Because everyone is going through shit and they want to hear people go through shit.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's the stuff that I like the best when I go see a show and I'm like, that's just unmistakably you. And it's not like put on.
Yeah, totally. And people are buying tickets to see you. People chose you. And that like applies to like everything, not just like performers and comedians, but like, if you're there, it's because people wanted you there. So just live it, love it, learn it.
Unless you were an accident.
Yeah.
Which I definitely was.
Yeah. Same.
Talking about financial manifesting, I had my session with my tax accountant this morning.
Oh, my God.
And every year, like it's over the phone as well. So I've never actually been in person with her. So I just, this voice to me carries such a like weight in my life because she sees like the inner parts of every part of my finances. Like I just have to like send across my entire spending to her and then she will go through it. And then I'll just be listening for an hour as she goes, okay. And every single time I'm like, what is it? You know, like I can't, it's very, very stressful. And this year she was like, oh, still in the retail job. I was like, yes, I am.
Oh, my fucking God.
Because things still cost money, unfortunately.
I need to survive. But I was like, but this is the year that I'm hoping to transition to freelancing. She got to the M's because she does it alphabetically and she got to the M's. She was like, oh, there is a lot of McDonald's. And I was like, you know what, Liz? I think we'll just stick to the finances. Just stick to the finances.
Are you using like two different, this is like so not pop culture, but are you using different bank cards for your expenses?
I am, but because I also have a joint account with my partner and some of it is like, you know, car bills and stuff like that that goes into my main account, I also had to send across that. So it wasn't like as clean cut, but yeah, it's just so revealing. And then at the end of it, I was like, do you have any advice for me? Like, do I need to start to think about stuff? Like if I do become freelance, like financially with banking and blah, blah, blah. And she was just like, I just cut the McDonald's.
Oh my God. That is so brutal. Also, as a fellow McDonald's addict, I go at least once a week.
I absolutely
once a week.
Do.
Yeah.
And once a day for Charlie, I think is what. Again, it's an audio medium.
I'm eating it
Charlie
now.
Is. I had the McPlant last night.
How was it?
And now I'm like, well, because I usually go there because I'm veggie, although I've been really loose with it recently. But like, I usually go there and like.
Is it honestly called the McPlant?
It's McPlant.
That is the biggest oxymoron. Like the most like corporate greedy name with plant.
And it's also like. I kind of love it.
I love it too. It's like onomatopoeic, like McPlant. Like that's what I think the sound makes when it lands on the fryer.
Yeah.
But it's beyond meat. So it's like good shit. And it just tastes like. It's like a Big Mac. Like it's just like having a Big Mac with, and they have the Szechuan sauce now as well.
What?
Yeah, they brought the Szechuan sauce back. Well, if we could get some kind of sponsorship.
Yeah.
Oh my God, manifesting it right
yes.
now.
Yes, I mean, talk to my accountant. Like she can vouch for me.
This is like the fuck, like I don't know what this is, like capitalism. Maybe I'm an addict, but like I know that the Hungry Jack's vegan Whopper is the better burger. I know that. But I literally said... to my partner in the car last night when we got the McPlant, I was like, I'm so glad this happened because I just want McDonald's.
Yeah.
And they were like, but you agree that the other burger's better? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you need variety.
But it's like people who like drink, they get offered Pepsi and Coke and they don't know which one's which and they'll say Pepsi tastes better and then they get to choose whether they want a Pepsi or a Coke and they go, I want a Coke. Yeah. Like this is the world we live in. I'm seeing it. But here we are.
I also feel like McDonald's are more densely populated than Hungry Jack's. And usually the McDonald's restaurants are better.
Yeah.
And the drive-thrus are quicker.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And some Hungry Jack's close at 9 p.m.
What?
Oh, my God.
What? Yeah,
we're not even up.
If you're at a drive-thru, you're closing at 9 p.m. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Nightmare.
But, yeah, I'm thrilled. We were talking about the... stars and planets before. Did you see that little what people are calling the
Galussi?
The Galussi.
Oh my God.
What does it even mean? All I know is that there's more worlds and I've had enough.
Yeah. There's some great, like, this is me. I have no fucking idea. So I'm just talking out my.
I don't know why I came to the pop gaze to be like, so there's a new galaxy? Explain
I don't know. There's just like a really pretty picture from some grand microscope that looked at the sky and
microscope.
Yeah. Forget it.
Telescope. Yeah. Oh my God.
I was like,
a microscope.
And like I've had so many like videos or reels pop up that like begin to explain it. And like I'll like listen to it like for 3 seconds. I'm like, yeah, I get the gist.
He'll
be like, now imagine that the universe is a grain of sand. I'm like, yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it. Move on.
Yeah. We found another
We're small, we're gonna die, we're alone, we get it.
Yeah. Sometimes I really, this kind of, I wonder if you guys agree, depending on like, I guess my cycle or how I'm feeling, sometimes like knowing about like the universe and how big and expansive it is. It's such a like comfort to me.
Yes.
Same. Because I'm just like, oh, I'm so tiny.
I'm so insignificant. Yeah,
like none of this matters. I could literally die right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Like,
we're all like longing for it.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I just want to be like
we could be struck by an asteroid right now and all die.
And I'm like, and nice.
And it would be bliss.
But there is like, I understand it's like scary for people sometimes, but I'm like, there's something so comforting about that, especially in terms of like taking risks or living your life and just like having a good time. I'm like, yeah. Especially if you don't have kids.
Yeah.
But tiny, tiny little people.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. But yeah, I'm glad that that's sorted. I was worried that like it was like an Elon Musk discovery. So I'm glad it's like not attached to him.
Yeah, what's been going on? Oh my God. With Elon Musk.
Elon Musk has been so messy. So
He is so messy.
Actually, did you see Elon Musk and Donald Trump had beef? Because Donald Trump got kicked off Twitter.
Yeah.
Then Elon was going to buy Twitter for, I want to say, $44 billion. Excuse me, not million, billion.
But that's like off now, I heard.
And it's off now because of the recession. So Twitter share prices have been going down. When Elon initially made the offer, 54 or whatever it was pretty good. It would have been like good for Twitter shareholders because they would have got more money. It would have been good for Elon because he wanted to buy Twitter. But due to a recession, the prices have dropped. So the initial offer he made Twitter would be really good for Twitter, but not so good for Elon, which is why he's trying to pull out. The other thing is he's like just, and I used to work at Tesla. So working in a company directed by this man was just so messy and volatile all the time. But essentially he's been like calling out Twitter, being like, there's too many bots on Twitter.
It's a bottom surplus in Melbourne.
Oh my God. Or like just a way that it restricts certain things from being tweeted, because you might remember when Twitter was kind of like a really like inflammatory place full of alt-right trolls, which has been.
Oh yes, I remember that period.
I mean, it's still
currently
happening still, right? Exactly. But Elon is like, all right, I want none of this moderation. I think you're doing a bad job at moderating it. Also, there's too many bots and advertising at like Twitter scrambling because they're like, no, there's not too many bots. And the way we are monitoring now is really good compared to what it used to be. He wants to scrap all of that. And it's putting a lot of doubt both on Twitter and on Elon. And Trump was just like, Elon is like, you know, just putting.
Trump is such an input hoe.
He really is.
Back the fuck off.
Absolutely. But also he has some good points because like Elon is just inflammatory and dumb in the way he plans things. And like his share price offering was like $54.20. So he could put a 420 joke into it. And it's like, you're fucking 50.
Oh, he's such a loser.
You have nine kids.
Yeah.
One is called XAE12.
Yeah. And didn't he say something about like, he was like coming out against like transgender, like sexual reassignment surgeries or something like that.
Yes, and then, he did.
And then someone was like, well, what about your fucking hair plugs? And there's like this photo of like what he used to look like. And then, and it's like, that's for you, gender affirming, because you need your manhood and blah, 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 and all your hair. Like just the hypocrisy of it.
Mm.
It's like,
oh my God,
read
I didn't
that,
know
bitch.
It was linked to that. I thought we were all just being like, you got hair plugs, bitch.
And the last thing that's bothering me about him right now as well is he had a second child with Grimes. I don't know if you knew.
Did they break up?
They broke up. So first they had XE12. Then they had another one via surrogate, which the baby dropped in March, I want to say.
What's its name?
Why?
Like, why?
X and Y are their nicknames.
Literally, fuck off.
I know. Okay, while all of this is happening, he secretly had a set of twins, two kids, with a high-power Tesla executive. Those babies were born in November.
What a mess.
And he's trying to, like, repopulate the fucking earth.
Jesus Christ.
I know. But what I want to talk about with all the surrogate baby bullshit, the Kardashians, have you been watching?
Yes,
I've been watching the drama. I haven't actually been watching the show.
Yeah.
I never watched Keeping Up the Kardashians because I just didn't have the means to. But I
didn't have enough spoons.
I didn't have enough spoons. But I as soon as it was on like Disney Plus, which I have, I was like, well, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Like, it's all the only kind of show that I want to watch is that shit. And like that, or like something horrific that happened to someone in Utah in a Mormon cult.
Below deck. Like,
oh my God.
I mean, we'll get into sweet.
Keep sweet and
pray and obey.
Have you seen it?
No, I need to.
Okay. Yeah. We won't like spoil it.
That'll be, we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, that can be homework.
Yeah. It's full on if you're not interested in that kind of shit. But wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
What the fuck?
But yeah, when I saw the Kardashians come up, I was like, oh, I'm absolutely going to watch this. Like, oh, it was like, without a doubt. And it's so, I find it so funny. They're so self-obsessed, which, you know, goes without saying, but they also like will use things that are just like career things that they do as like a testament to like how far they've come. Whereas I'm like, I don't like, it's just, there is like, wow, who would have thought that a girl could do this? And I was like, me, like, you know, I'm like, yes. this isn't feminism. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I feel like no one wants to work anymore. People need to get up and that was so funny.
And they turned like, it was every episode, which was like the new tone of the Kardashians, which I still loved, but also was like grain of salt. Every episode was like crazy. 10 years ago, we never thought we would be able to do this. And now we're here. And
oh my God. But like also like to me, it's not that big of a difference because they've always had huge houses.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They've always had like some type of magazine cover. Maybe it wasn't Vogue, but they had so much attention on them. But obviously the like news that just broke about Khloe and Tristan having a baby via surrogate.
What?
Jordan.
Okay, Jordan.
What? Like now?
Yes.
No, the baby is due to be born and was conceived when she didn't know he was cheating.
Okay, okay. Because I was about to say like, who is talking to Khloe?
I know.
Somebody needs to.
Yeah.
Someone. She's the best one as well. Sorry.
But I'm just going to say she has an eating disorder right now.
She's had an eating disorder her whole
frail.
Life. I reckon. Yeah. Like, I know that's awful to say.
I know. But like, I mean, like a lot of people in the public eye have.
Yeah.
Let's face it. But oh my God, she looks so frail and so skinny.
And she's like taller than the other girls and like, or, you know, and stuff about like her dad not being.
People think that OJ's her dad.
Yeah.
All this kind of shit.
Just like, all that stuff. But I'm like, you too light skinned. I'm sorry. That is
not possible.
I don't feel like that genetics kind of worked that way, but like I get it. Because she is taller. But you're right. She always had that like sexy sort of like body type, curvy. And now she's just really skin and bones.
And they've I think she's like had her like BBL like removed or something like that.
There's, well, like, that's the other thing that the Kardashians, I mean, they have monetized disordered eating in so many ways with their skinny teas, with their BBL surgeries, and then deciding to reverse it and stuff like that. And like we've talked about this before, BBLs are so dangerous. I really feel for Khloe because I feel like, and she talks about on the show like when they came into the spotlight and she had a different body type to her sisters and stuff like that. And it was like so thankless back then. I mean, it still is, but like I can't believe how messy this situation is with Tristan. How old is he? Is he like 25?
He's old enough to know better.
Well, yeah.
100%. And like he has so many kids now and he is nowhere he can afford it.
No. And he keeps like they keep popping up.
It's so random.
It's whack-a-mole.
It is. And that's exactly how he treats it.
Oh,
but the way that it kind of got revealed on the show is like Kim was working out. Their workouts make me laugh so much because they obviously work out really hard, but whenever they're videoing them, they're like holding like 2 kilogram weights. Yeah. They're like just like walking around a gym like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening.
99-100.
Yeah. They're just holding these like tiny, tiny weights with little gloves on as well.
I know, always the gloves.
Yeah.
Always the gloves for me.
So I was like, just get calloused hands.
Oh my God. I follow her personal trainer on Instagram.
Oh.
I got to show Fit Girl Mel. She's so ripped.
I love it. But she's in the gym. Have you seen this footage? She's in the gym.
No.
And she gets like a notification on her phone because Tristan goes straight to the public. He makes a formal address of the child and the affair that he had before he told Khloe.
So she finds out not from him, but that's so disgusting. Like at the same time as everyone else. And it's just devastated.
The heartbreaking thing is like Kim is like trying to call her and it's like she's not answering. She's usually an early riser, but she slept in. And she finally calls her back. She was like, hello? And she's like, hey, what's up?
Oh my
and she's
God,
like,
that's
did you
chilling.
Read the message I sent you? And she's like, no, hang oh on. God. And then she just goes, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And that's like a moment when I wish I had lots of sisters and lots of drama.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like even though I don't want that to happen, I would love for someone to wake me up with like, like news that will low-key shatter my life. But in the grand scheme of themes, she's like a millionaire.
Yes. 100%.
And it's not really going to... Oh, she's going to find someone else and it's going to be all fine.
How do you meet people when you're a Kardashian?
Mm.
You just have them sent to your house?
Like, I feel like, yeah, you have to have someone who's
Uber
like scouting.
Eats kind of thing. You just like get like a platter of men arrive.
Well,
and
that's
you
like
make
the cute thing about like Travis and Courtney. Because
Jack Skellington?
Yeah.
Like they just seem like so well matched and like crazy about each other and whatnot, but they're also just in the same level of celebrity or whatever.
Yeah.
And
totally.
You kind of realize that that's how it works, I guess.
Yeah, because they kind of both get it, I suppose. And that's kind of the same with like Pete and Kim. The new season is dropping in like September.
I can't wait.
So they're like, the turnaround of this is insane. And I know so many people who, like myself, never watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but have watched this whole series.
It's easy to watch. Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being fascinated and also disgusted by their lifestyle. It's like me and the royal family. I don't think they should exist. I hate them all.
Can't look
but
away.
At the same time, I'm like, I have a Princess Diana plate.
Oh my God.
In my house.
Do you eat of it?
No. I light candles on it.
Yeah. It's your shrine.
It's hung on the wall.
Yeah. She shouldn't exist. She should never have been in that position, but I fucking feel for her.
Yeah.
Speaking of someone who should never have been in that position, can we please talk about Beanie Feldstein and Lea Michele
down
drama?
For me, because I saw the memes and I did not understand and I was just waiting for you.
Oh my God, Aurelia, I am so thankful that you aren't informed on this.
This is really special for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is
break
a
it down.
Beautiful moment.
We love to musical splain
okay.
to you.
Okay. Yeah. Bernie Feldstein is Thingy's little sister, right?
Yeah. Jonah Hill. And I actually saw her on Broadway. I saw Hello Dolly.
Oh, right.
And she was stunning in that. She was so funny. She was great. She was a side character.
Great
with
comedic.
A little squeaky voice. Yeah. It was
also
flawless.
A nepotism baby.
Yeah. Everyone's a nepotism baby now.
Yeah.
Honestly. It's all revealed to me via TikTok now because I'm like, for some reason, once your algorithm knows you like people bitching about other people, it's like, you know, Claro wasn't self-made. Her dad is a thingy thing. And I'm like, what? Okay.
That was like when I with King Princess.
King
I was
Princess.
Like,
oh, that's
yes.
such a shame.
Oh, yeah. No, she can
I mean,
extreme
I'm still into
wealth.
It.
Yeah. She just looks broke.
Yeah.
North fishing.
I was just about to say
North
it.
North fishing.
You've patented that phrase.
It's so good. But so Beanie was like really, she's in the mix for Broadway and stuff like that. They announced that Funny Girl was coming to Broadway. It's the first time it's been back. It's the first revival ever.
Since Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
Barbara,
it's a big thing.
She killed it. I don't
of
know
course.
If you've heard.
Barbara Streisand,
yeah.
icon.
And it's one of those shows where it's like the lead character is not just the lead. It's like it's the whole show. It's like they're the vehicle for this entire thing. And it really hinges on that performer being an absolute flawless powerhouse kind of thing.
And she has the equivalent of like 4 Let It Goes within each act.
Wow.
It's
okay.
huge. And it goes for like, the movie itself goes for 3.5 hours. Would recommend. It's actually quite funny.
Okay.
I was like, oh, funny girl.
Yeah.
And it is funny.
It's like Go Piss Girl.
Yeah.
Funny girl.
And so they got it got announced and then it was like, who's going to be Fanny Bryce? Who's going
to
do it?
And separate to all this, Lea Michele, famous racist and problematic icon from
your wig,
from
Lea Michele.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about her before.
Yes.
She's like kind of
we canceled. Love to hate Lea Michele.
Yeah.
She's a Broadway baby and is undeniably an amazing vocalist performer, but a heinous cunt. And
but also, find me someone who isn't.
Yeah,
find
yeah.
me someone
I
that talented who isn't a heinous cunt.
I want my Broadway
Bernie?
Stars to be Beanie. I don't
Beanie.
Think. I mean,
sorry.
From all accounts, an incredible actor, but the voice couldn't carry. And it was a little weak and in like...
A little weak is an understatement.
Yeah. And I think that
she's a nice soprano and like a light, like lyrical soprano.
It's like a lilty kind of voice when you need like a...
A brassy, big, heavy voice.
Pound it.
Anyway, Lea Michele has kind of like modeled her whole career on being sort of like a young Barbara Streisand. And in Glee, like one of her storylines for Rachel Berry, which is just a sort of gloried version of Lea Michele. Yes.
Yes, that's her.
That's her.
Oh, she looks like a psycho.
She is.
Yeah.
You can just tell.
She literally told a girl, "I will shit in your wig."
It was so awful. And like the stories that came out from like extras being like, she's just spit on us.
Yeah.
She sounds full on.
Yeah.
But she's so talented.
So talented.
Oh, my God.
But in Glee, she had a storyline that was kind of based on her real life about her wanting to be the next Barbara kind of thing. And in Glee, she is cast as Fanny Bryce in the revival of Funny Girl on Broadway. Mm-hmm. And that's her storyline in one of the like last seasons of Glee.
Yeah.
And so there's literally versions of her singing like Don't Rain on My Parade and it's incredible because she's Lea Michele and all that kind of stuff. And so everyone thought that Lea was the obvious choice for this role, but then it went to Beanie, who is not at all a fit for the kind of role, vocally can't keep up to it.
Mm-hmm. But people had like hopes because she could sing and they're like, maybe there's a side to her voice that we haven't heard.
Maybe she's training right now, like singing boot camp.
Absolutely. It's kind of like when Ariana Grande got announced as Glinda and everybody was like, ew. And then it was like, no, she can sing. Like she just has different sides to her voice, as light and shade to it. So I think people were like, maybe there's something going on there. And obviously she's got enough money to like, train the shit out of herself. And she's very talented. Like there's no denying it, but she just didn't suit the role. But it was also really exciting because she's like a big girl as well. To have her as the like romantic lead in Funny Girl is like amazing. But then the reviews started coming out.
And
so it's on Broadway already.
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
And they got one Tony Award nomination for a show that had like three stars in it, Beanie, Rami, and Jane Lynch.
From Glee, who played Sue Sylvester opposite Lea Michele.
Yeah. So much money. People hated her, but love her, but were like, not as Fanny. Like people were walking
like out. This is a beloved classic that has not been revived in decades because people are so scared of doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And doing it not justice, because no matter what the production is, it's going to be held against Barbara fucking Streisand. Yeah. And so like this just was not even in the ballpark, and it was an absolute like travesty of a reception.
Yeah.
And everyone while this was happening was saying, like making jokes on Twitter being like, Lea Michele's like standing over Beanie's bed with a gun every night, like waiting for her to drop out, like
oh
kind of
God.
Stuff. Obviously, also the running gag that Lea Michele can't read.
She sold her soul to the devil and she also sold her ability to read.
Yeah,
I've been seeing those memes.
I love it so much. But anyway, Beanie put up this post on Twitter.
I want to read it out loud.
Yeah, we need a verbatim.
Because it's also interesting because Beanie was, we knew that someone was replacing Beanie in September, but she announces here, playing Fanny Bryce on Broadway has been a lifelong dream of mine, and doing so far the last few months has been a great joy and a true honor. Once the production decided to take the show in a different direction, I made the extremely difficult decision to step away sooner than anticipated. I will never forget this experience, and from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank every single person who came to the August Wilson for the love and support that you have shown me and the amazing cast and crew. The people I have had the great joy of bringing Funny Girl to life with every night, both on and off stage, are all remarkably talented and exceptional humans, and I hope to continue to join them on Henry Street after I depart on July 31st. She's leaving a month early.
Oh, my God.
And she's only been in it briefly anyway.
I mean, it'd be really hard to take all that bullshit and, like, the expectations people have and, like, walking out and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I get, like, what you're saying, she's not Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like fucking sit through a show, bitch.
Yeah.
How hard can it be
truly
to listen to some like it okay singing?
I've listened to like a literal side by side of like Barbara, another Broadway performer, Julie something, and then Lea Michele. And it's just like, it just sounds so weak. Like it really, like that's there's no shame. Punch, even in a song like Don't Rain on My Parade. You know, it's just like, this is, I don't know.
Bad casting.
But the another tile to add to the mosaic, which I think is my favorite, is that Jane Lynch, who was in Glee with Lea Michele.
And plays in it like the enemy to Rachel Berry.
There's a clip of her character Sue watching her in Funny Girl, and she turns to someone next to her and says, "Sorry, excuse me, I have to go kill myself."
Oh my God.
But she was due to leave on like September 21st. But Lea is starting on September 4th. It has just been announced that Jane Lynch will be leaving the production on September 2nd. There will be zero crossover.
So she refuses to work with her.
Good.
Yeah. I love it.
I feel like it's good when people put their foot down of like people they won't work with. Yeah. I wish I was in a point like that in my career.
Definitely. It's just been such an interesting discussion on like, you know, Broadway Twitter and that kind of stuff. And like lots of different things have come up about it. Like not to mention the fact of like, you know, is it even except like obviously it's funny and like scandalous that this is happening, but there's an element of like, should Lea even be given roles? Like, are we platforming someone? You know, like cancel culture clearly isn't real when someone who is a known problematic, toxic.
I mean, cancel culture isn't real, full stop.
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at like even Ricky Gervais's most recent special, right? Like,
oh my fucking God.
And Dave Chappelle and all of that. I think we touched on maybe in our last episode because it came out at that point. But like people who are homophobic, transphobic, misogynistic, fucking Louis C.K. won
a Grammy. Yes, best album or something.
Yeah, like what?
Wasn't he like trapped in Ukraine for a while?
I mean,
like,
good.
Ukraine. Yeah.
I mean, Russia gets
that's how
in.
We should deal with them.
I'm sorry. Like, if Louis C.K. can redeem himself, it's by liberating the Ukrainian people from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And unless he does that, I will never forgive him.
Yeah, fuck your EGOT.
But he also
free
like,
Ukraine.
Free Ukraine. He also like I think the thing about like Louis C.K. as well is like his apology never actually had an apology in it.
No.
And also he also said in his like quote unquote apology that those women really looked up to him and idolized him. And I was like, maybe don't.
Yeah. And
don't say that.
That's disgusting. It's like, oh, these people idolized me. So what I did was humiliate them and make them not want to work in their chosen profession anymore.
And I feel like he could, like, this is okay. This is where grain of salt forming these thoughts as I say them, cancel me, come for me, whatever. I feel like a lot of things that these men did were redeemable. But the fucking thing is that they stuck their heels in the sand and said, no, I'm immovable. Everybody's coming to get me. Now I'm going to do a whole special about how I've been fucking canceled and nobody cares about me and people want to kill me. And all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, you could have really turned this around like very easily.
Because, yeah, people have the capacity to forgive and forget.
Yeah.
I think it happens all the time. I mean, the fact that people literally get canceled and then come back 2 years later shows you that people forget really fucking easily.
Yeah.
And if you just put like a little bit of, I don't know, humility behind it and actually acknowledge that what you did was fucked, then you're not going to get canceled. You'll just be like in the doghouse for a few years.
Accountable.
Yeah.
For being shit. Mm-hmm. This Ricky Gervais special, okay, I don't know what your Netflix algorithms are doing, but mine was like, Jordan, you'll love this.
Yeah, same. It's been like the like, banner for me for weeks.
It was like, it was, and clips and stuff like that. And I was like, and it's so shit. Like the special itself, like it's very offensive and all that as well. But it's also just like, what's more, okay, maybe not more offensive, but what's like particularly upsetting is this guy who's like never fucking done stand-up before. He's always done sketch and comedy and improv and stuff, has just decided he'll just do an arena tour every couple of years. And he gets up there and he like looks at his phone and is like, look, this Twitter person said like, God will protect me. Your God, imaginary man in the sky. and then that's the punchline. I'm like, are we living in 2003?
Oh my God.
It's like, it's so not funny.
Yeah. It's the accent.
It really is like they only experience the world when they're writing the show the week before a tour. And then after that, they just go back into hibernation and then they come back out, you know, 3 years yes. later. Mm. Oh, I got to write another show again. But they stay in that year.
Yeah. But you know what's funny is like people like us who have, you know, good taste or whatever, who are consumers incredible of comedy.
Hot.
Who are hot, have good taste, tight pussies.
Yeah, yeah. Pussy tight, pussy clean, pussy fresh.
Oh my God, I love that. Oh my God. Sound.
Have you like, seen The Nurse?
Yes.
Yes. Every single day on TikTok. But like people like us criticize the stuff and we're looking at it because we have like, you know, experiencing stand up live and we perform. And then, you know, the general public just doesn't have that and they see it and they go, oh my God, this is what stand up is. This is so funny. And then a lot of people just have bad taste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have bad taste. And that's how Ricky Gervais is selling out arenas around the country while we are at open mic nights battling for our lives.
Yeah. I also find it so funny. I'm sure I've said it on this podcast before, but it's not like any of us are doing like clean, fun, like ultra woke PC material. Mm. I mean, we are by existing as the people that we are unintentionally doing that. But I'm not like, when I'm sitting down writing a joke, I'm not being like, ooh, I gotta be careful.
Yeah.
I look at the end result and I go, oh, actually, that's fucked. I won't do
that. Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean?
Whereas you have to seek, you have to actually like seek to do that. You know, you have to go out of your way to be like, no, I have something pointed to say and I'm gonna pick on this minority or blah blah blah. You know, like that's a real, you have to have initiative for that, whereas I'm just kind of, it's like regular people are not like that.
I think as well, like people who are like, oh, like fucking Ricky Gervais and like Dave Chappelle, like they'll say anything, they're so edgy, I love it, but then if they came and saw me do comedy they would find me incredibly offensive.
Mm-hmm. So like, true.
What are you talking about? Like, yeah, I feel like it's, people are so picky and choosy and they also don't actually understand what edgy or dark comedy is, because what they're doing, I promise you, what Ricky Gervais is doing is not dark.
Yeah.
It's shit.
Shall we do our pop or flops for this week?
Yes.
Pop or flop.
No. I can't. I'm too out of sync.
Okay. I'll go and then you go. Try to get pop or flop.
Pop or flop?
Pop or flop?
For those of you who are return listeners, we've decided this is a new season, new vibes. We're going to shake up the way that we do pop or flops going forward. And each week we're going to individually come with a pop or a flop.
Individually come. No mutual here.
A bukkake of opinion.
A bukkake of opinion.
And onto a biscuit. Have you heard of the Limp Bizkit thing?
Absolutely. Oh my God. Yeah. I always wondered about that because, like, don't you lose if you come last? Whereas I'm like, shouldn't
Honey,
you?
Honey, I'm winning.
Oh my God.
But I'm like, especially like, shouldn't you be aiming for longevity in that department? But that's fine. You just don't want to eat the biscuit. Yeah. Do whatever it takes to not eat that biscuit.
The biscuit is just a vector for male intimacy.
Ah, really. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's the tea.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I digress. We're all going to individually have a pop or a flop, something that we're loving in pop culture or absolutely hating this week.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know if I did it right because I don't really know if he's like a super pop culture, but my flop for the week is a current trend on TikTok, which is called the internal shower.
What is that?
Okay, so people are making these drinks that are like lemon and chia seeds and stuff, and it makes you shit yourself.
I've heard about this.
It's like literally an internal shower. And I'm seeing a lot of things come back via TikTok now that are like eating disorder shit.
Yeah.
It's giving mental illness.
Yes, giving mental illness. And people are like, this is like a cleanse. And it's like, no, it's not. You are harming yourself and like sharing it super widely. Like, you know, these videos get like hundreds of thousands of views.
What are the videos of? Shitting themselves?
No, they're just like showing them making it, them drinking it, and then afterwards like reviewing it. So that's like definitely my flop, is like that sort of thing coming back.
Yes.
Yep.
It's like sometimes we need to not normalize something. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, or alternatively, let's normalize digesting food.
Yeah, how about that?
And keep it in your body.
Yeah. Just drink water, eat the rainbow.
It's gonna come out at some point. Don't force it.
And just like stop like putting like morality on chia seeds, like, or like on foods, like the way we get obsessed with these foods. I've had an, and chia seeds scare me because I heard this story of this person who, yeah, you know it, who ate like a, misunderstood what chia seeds, but it was like, you know, when 2012, do you know when we were obsessed with like superfoods? Like
kale,
chia, quinoa.
Acai.
Yes, absolutely. We were all like, these superfoods, and they're just literal foods. But this person misunderstood. Like, found it was easier to just, like, eat a tablespoon of chia seeds every morning. So it would, like, literally tablespoon of chia seeds, drink a glass of water, and then, like, carry on with their day. But one day the chia seeds got, like, stuck a little bit to the sides of, like, this person's throat, and then they drank the water to, like, wash it down. But instead of it washing it down, the chia seeds expanded in the water, and then they choked and they nearly died. And they had to, like, call an ambulance, and they had to, like, fashion, like, a hole in their throat. And I've
are they like
ever
super absorbent or something?
Like, like you might see a chia pudding, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really taste good, but it's supposed to be healthy.
It looks like bubble tea kind of.
It's kind of yummy. It depends on
and the flavor they put in.
Yeah, it's fine.
Did you see that kid that had too much bubble tea and had to have like a stomach pump because it like congealed in a mass in his stomach? It was just the pearls. Like,
is there something for like food horror? Because I think I have that. Because like the main reason that I don't eat meat is because I'm scared of salmonella.
Oh my god. Okay, well, this is like something we need to dissect in another. My pop for the week, really quickly, this is just a silly little thing I've been seeing on Marketplace. I don't, like, it's not popping super hard, but because I'm always looking for furniture, random stuff pops up, and there's this trend on Marketplace where these cishet looking men post a photo of themselves, and the price is free, and it says chair, as in sit on my face, which is dumb as fuck. But I'm just hoping that cis women out there are finally getting their pussy ate. And that this is a trend that benefits them. You know, not a problem I personally have, but as somebody who's charitable and has a big heart, that's my wish for them, and I think it could be a pop.
As a newly engaged person, you're like, I want the best.
I want
for
the
those
best.
Single people.
Yes.
You're such a benevolent person.
You can get your pussy aid. I mean, he probably won't do it right, but it says it's free.
Love that. My pop for this week, I have a pop, is the show How to Build a Sex Room on Netflix. Have you guys watched it?
No, but it's come up.
No, but I've heard, I saw a preview of it, and they were like, this couple, like, we're trying everything, we want to spice up our life. And then she like literally like brings out like a whip or something. Yes. And he was like, they were like, we'd never heard of this before. I was like, are you trying?
What?
Yeah. It's okay. So basically, it's different from what you would expect. I was like, what the fuck is this? Basically, there's this like older, like Mary Poppins-ish, like British woman who used to design like luxury houses. And then a couple of like high-end clients asked, while you're doing our interior design, do you reckon you can also design our sex room? And initially she was like, what the hell like is that? But then she realized that there was like quite a lot of like a niche for it in the market, because people don't want like, you know, dank dungeons or anything like that. They want like refined, well-styled, sexy, you know, warm and inviting places. But a lot of designers like shy away from that. So she kind of like made it her brand, and in doing so kind of became like a little bit of like a sex therapist. Like, she would talk to the couples about what they want and their sex life and that kind of stuff. So each episode she'll like meet with a couple and like talk about their sex life and their intimacy and what they're longing for and all that kind of stuff, and then design the room around it. And it's quite
Bobby.
Like
that's kind of cute.
It is cute. Yeah. I really like it. Like, it's surprisingly like wholesome. They all,
sex can be wholesome as well. Yeah. I like this brand of just being like, like, it's sweet.
Yeah. And some of them are like, you know, kinky, and they're like, we legitimately want like a dungeon to fuck in. And it's like, cool. And then it's just fun to see this old lady make that for them.
Yeah.
But some of them are like, you know, they're like married couples that have kind of lost the spark and want to get it back and that kind of stuff. And I don't know, I find it very sweet, and it was a definite surprise. Like, I just put it on over dinner being like, this is some garbage, but I ended up loving it.
I love that. I think it's
that's
beautiful.
Cute. Yeah. I love that.
What's your flop?
I actually didn't have a flop this week.
No flops.
Only pops.
Yeah. How about you?
I have a surprising pop. My pop is gender reveal parties.
What?
I am currently in a hole on TikTok of just like gender reveal parties, which like usually I skip through because I'm like, this is so dumb. And obviously we know they're dumb and it means nothing. But there is something about them that is like so camp and fucking gay that I'm like, it's so funny that you're like trying to like force this like binary like heterosexual vibe in like the most like fucking like gay parade I've ever seen in my life. Like even the cut, like even the tone of the pink and the blue, the pastels, I'm like, your child's a poof. Like I don't care what the gender is, but it's just like it makes me laugh, like the levels that people are going through. And like also if they're like, I just feel like the bar is constantly moving for like these gender reveals that like one day someone's just gonna like explode themselves and be like, whatever color the muffin is digesting in my small intestine is
my internal shower.
My god, they're just giving like, birth right then and there.
And I also found out that somewhere that where I work, we may be potentially like they're offering people to like host gender reveals at my place of work, and I
that is so funny.
Can't wait to get the opportunity to host one of those and say, your child has a vagina or has a penis.
Oh my God.
Just to be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I've, you know, when things are so offensive that they eventually become hilarious, I feel like I've crossed over into that level of delirium.
You're seeing the joy. That TikTok that you shared about the mermaid.
The mermaid.
Oh my God. that was kind of cute because they just said it's a mermaid. They didn't say the gender of the child. Like, it's a mermaid.
Well, that's true, actually.
That was sweet.
We have no idea.
I thought they were saying, like, is it merman or mermaid?
No, they are, but what's a mermaid?
True.
It's a mythical creature.
Okay, they were saying it was a girl.
Yeah, okay. But I also agree. Yeah. It's a mermaid. And also fish, like bottom half, same shit.
Yeah, right?
True. Doesn't really matter. They don't have an external organ.
Yeah.
So does it actually depends. The child
all fish are non-binary.
Absolutely. And gender fluid. Like there are fish that so can flip between male and female throughout their lives depending on what they want to do, which is a hero. And my flop this week is winter. I don't like it as a concept.
It's done.
So I like it.
You're done. I like the fashion for about a week. I love layering for about a week and then I'm done. And I feel like, I don't know, listeners, we were talking about this off the mic, but this has been a tough winter for everyone. It's the first winter out. Our immune systems are fucked.
Mm. Oh my God.
We're all sick, getting COVID.
COVID riddled.
Yes. Like probably going to catch it again soon.
I know, right? It's coming back. And I just feel like it's super stressful. So huge flop to this.
It is a flop. I'm done.
Throw your own gender reveal with your friends. For yourself.
Yeah.
And have a good time.
I wore a mask to the park the other day.
Because it was that cold.
Oh, yeah. I love the mask as an accessory.
Yeah.
I got to say.
Yeah. Also, like, not being recognized, so good.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Must be nice.
It's so weird. I mean, but it
legit is happening for you all the time.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
When we were at midsummer and everyone was coming up to you, Jordan and I just standing there with like a hot dog.
Oh, it's gotten worse.
Yeah. Oh my God, horrendous. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Well, listeners, if you see us in public, please come up and say hello. Tell
and
us you love the show.
Leave.
Yeah.
Only say hello if we look good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for getting back into the pod. We're going to be putting up episodes weekly again. Thank fuck.
Yeah.
We're going to start having guests and all sorts of fun shit.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for more. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, friends.
Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.